This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Tony Smith, Marquette radio analyst, joins us on the Wendy's Big Show. Tony, appreciate the time, man, ahead of the NCAA tournament, Marquette and Murray State.
What's up? How you doing?
Fantastic. This is going to be one of those matchups, Tony, that as a marketing minor, I was upset with the NCAA selection committee to give us two guys that can take over a game and Marcus Howard and John Morant in the first round go up against each other in a 12-5.
You don't like it in the first round? Why not?
I would have liked to see them, you know, split them up and then maybe they get a chance at a round of 32. Just another chance to see both of them a few more times.
Well, see, you just said the key word. You said maybe. They wanted to ensure. No. I mean, I'm sure they don't look at individual matchups like that. Everybody, you know, is talking about the individual matchup of the two guys. But, hey, if they wouldn't have met in the first round, you never could have guaranteed it, right? So I'm happy. I get a front row seat to watch it.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with you on that, man. I mean, I think back to years where it was USC and Kansas State, and it was O.J. Mayo versus Michael Beasley in the first round of two highly touted kids in a first-round matchup, both draft hopefuls at that point coming out. I think probably to a degree they do look at that type of thing, especially if they don't think either one of those schools are legit Final Four schools to get as much bang for their buck in that first-round matchup.
Yeah, well, everything I've seen from the people from the NCAA says they don't look at that kind of stuff. They just seed, straight seed. But, hey,
yeah,
either you buy it or you don't. I don't know.
Yeah, well, whatever. Either way, let's move on. So what we're talking about, two guards that are both highly sought after, one more than the other, obviously. The guard for Murray State is going to be a top three, top five pick. Marcus Howard isn't going to be that high. But do you worry about Marcus Howard getting a little bit too wrapped up in this matchup and focusing on maybe being more of the offense than he needs to be?
Yeah, I mean, that's a concern. I mean, that's a concern for both coaches, I would
sure.
think. I'm not sure if I'm familiar with Ja's game in that sense or what his coach thinks about him. But it's definitely with all the talk and all the hype that's been on the news and all the media. You worry about both guys getting too wrapped up in that one-on-one matchup, and it's not really going to be that type of one-on-one matchup. I don't even know if each guy will guard the other because, obviously, Marquette's best perimeter defender, Sakar Anum, I definitely expect him to take the challenge of John Morant. You know, they start three guards anyway, so I'm sure Howard will not be on him. And on the other end, you know, they have a Ohio Valley Defensive Player of the Year in Buchanan, so my guess is that he would probably be starting on Howard anyway. So I don't know if they will even go head-to-head, especially to start the game.
It's been tough watching Tony Marcus the last couple of games, especially with the wrist, and then going up against McKnight from Seton Hall. Just like you said, an Ohio Valley top perimeter defender is going to be a tough matchup for Marcus, as McKnight really, really has shown the book on getting into his face and not allowing him to get off a lot of those jumpers.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's a lot of different ways. You know, Marcus has seen several different coverages on him. Guys getting up in him, double teams, half-court, full-court traps. I mean, he's seen it all. So, you know, whatever Murray State decides to do, I'm sure they will have seen it before. It's just a matter of how you react to it again. If you're Marcus, and if you're John Morant for that matter, you have to rely on your teammates, get your teammates involved. And again, you cannot make this a one-on-one battle because you're going to need your teammates to win this game. Each guy definitely can carry a team, but you know, if you're talking about winning the game, you're going to need some help.
You know, Tony, still a really good season for Marquette, but I think at the end of the year, though, you kind of falter a little bit. What were some of the things that maybe they were doing wrong at the end that they were doing right in the beginning or the middle of the season?
Yeah, you know, when they started to struggle and lose a couple of games, turnovers were a big issue. They were not really taking care of the basketball, and there were a lot of bad turnovers. And by bad, I mean like the live ball turnovers where, you know, the other teams just jumping in passing lanes or just losing the ball and you immediately start the fast break. You know, the ones where it goes out of bounds or, you know, it's a violation and it stops, those aren't as bad. But the live ball turnovers were a problem. Then they took care of those, and, you know, then it was their defense let them down because, you know, that's what really carried them from the beginning of the year on when they really had that strong start. And, you know, defense is one of those things, you know, it's coaches hate to see your defensive effort go down, and it's one of those things where you get teams that, you know, the offense isn't going well, and that affects your defensive energy, and that's always something coaches hate to see, and I think they fell victim to that a little bit. Couldn't get their offense going to their liking, you know, started to slide a little bit on defense, and, that culminated in, you know, losing five out of the last six. So hopefully, you know, they look at it like I did for them, like, hey, you know, it's a clean slate, everything is over, now you're starting basically a new season, and unfortunately on this season you have to win or the season's going to be over. So I hope they've gotten all that out of their system and can get a fresh start and fresh outlook.
Yeah, for me, it seemed like to me guard play and about the styles of play. If you are like to do a half-court system, playing against a team that like to get up and down the floor, how much of that goes into it, or you just have to just do what you're good at, and hopefully that's enough to win?
Yeah, for each team individually, if you're looking at yourself, looking in the mirror, you're like, okay, what do we do well?
Right.
And, you know, hopefully you get a matchup where that's not a strength of the other team. You know, this Murray State team, for instance, really they're pretty good at not even allowing a lot of three-point shots. They're good at running teams off the line. Obviously, we know Marquette. They're going to shoot a lot of threes. So, again, you have, like you say, one of those style matchups where, hey, what we defend best, you do best. So then it becomes, who's going to impose their will on the other team? I mean, we want to get threes up, and are you going to be able to stop us? You know, that's it. And the other team's going to say, hey, we're not going to let you get threes up. So good luck trying to get them. You got to beat us in a different way. So this is definitely a style matchup here where teams do it the kind of different ways, and their defense was pretty good against what Marquette's best offense is. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see who wins out in a battle of wills on the defensive and offensive ends.
I always had a question of how much recruiting really matters doing the NCAA. I know when you're playing these bowl games, you try to get some of your top recruits to come in to watch you play on big games. How much did, get into that next round for Marquette can do great for recruiting locally and, you know, for nationally as well?
Oh, yeah. The more you can be on TV, the more you can get some buzz nationally. I mean, the better it's going to be for you recruiting-wise. I mean, because that's all kids these days are looking at, how much can I be on TV and,
right.
You know, how much access to national television spotlight can I have with this program. If you get a lot of buzz going as a program the year before, I'm sure coaches are talking all about that on their recruiting trips and visits to their recruits. And recruits are eating it up. You know, you see it on social media. You're going to be on, you know, ESPN. You're going to be on all the highlight shows. And, I mean, that's exactly what these kids are looking for these days. So the further you can go in the tournament, make more noise, get more headlines, probably the more recruits you're going to get.
How's the environment been around this team, Tony? I mean, obviously you've been with the team all the time, being the radio analyst. I know it probably wasn't all that good going into the street brawl that they had against the last game. But how is it now after that? Did that wake them up a little?
No, first of all, it wasn't even a street brawl. It was a whole bunch of nothing that they got turned into. It got reffed like it was a brawl. It wasn't really nothing, but... You know, I think the attitude is tough. Obviously, again, you know, they dropped five out of six, so it's not the best. You know, it's not as good as it could be. When you're winning, everything's great. When you're losing, you're trying to correct it, and you're trying to find answers and fix whatever it is you think that might be going on. So obviously, everybody's been a little bit down with the losses. But I mean, you know, it's sports. You know, everybody, all of us have been through it. We've lost games, whether it'd be because of our own doing or, you know, just the other team was better on that day. But whatever it is, we don't like it. So we're trying to figure out immediately you know, how we're going to come out and win the next one. And that's the thing. You know, you have to have a short memory. You know, you want to know what you did wrong, but you don't want to dwell on it, because then it becomes mental. You know, it could be something technical, or it could be some philosophy-wise, but when it starts to become mental, I think that's when you, as an athlete, you run into big problems. So I know they want to avoid that. Again, that's why I say my best-case scenario is that, you know, they've forgotten all about that stuff, realize that they had a good season. That's why they have a 5 seed, and take it from there and play like it.
Now, Tony, now that you're doing all the broadcasts and stuff for your alma mater, do you still feel out of the bracket now, or you don't do the brackets anymore?
I never really did. I was never really big on brackets, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But I do a bit of looking around and seeing. I got some upsets though. I got those a lot of those 10-7 matchups as the new 5-12.
Oh, okay.
You know, 5-12 is a popular one where they pick upsets, but I see a lot of 10-7s this year.
Yeah, and you know, and I thought someone had told me, a little birdie told me, that you got my Badgers going to the Final Four.
Someone told you that they were pulling your leg.
That's just a blatant lie.
I don't know who it is, so I don't want to say you blatantly lied. I just want to say they're pulling your leg a little bit.
Tony, if you're not feeling the 5-12s anymore, are you feeling Marquette getting out of Hartford, Connecticut, and moving on?
Yeah. I like Marquette in the matchup. I think, like I say, both guys are dynamic, the guards. And I just think that, you know, with Morant, I know he wants to really attack the rim. Now, he's a good player also, obviously. He's averaging 10 assists, so he can do multiple things. But he really wants to get to the rim, and I just like the rim protection that Marquette has if he's to get by some of the defenders that they're going to put on him with, you know, Theo John and Ed Morrow, who's been playing unbelievable as of late. I mean, they're going to be there, and he's going to have to deal with them at the rim. So, you know, we'll see how that plays out. I just like the supporting cast from Marquette a little bit better as well. But, you know, obviously I'm a little bit biased just because that's what I want to see happen. But, you know, both teams are very good. There's no doubt about that, though. I mean, you know, people are sleeping on the Ohio Valley Conference. But
right.
I don't know if you guys saw Belmont get that W last night. So.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very good conference. They have some quality basketball there. So it's going to be good. But I got the Badgers losing first round. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't expect anything less, T. Smith. I mean, I still like you and everything.
Now the fun one would be, Tony, is if Marquette wins this first round game tomorrow, and then the Seminoles get themselves a win in Hartford, Connecticut, and then we got a little matchup between Leroy Butler's alma mater and Tony Smith's alma mater for the right to go to Anaheim, California. Then we could have some real conversation.
Man, Florida State are killing fools.
Now you're talking about Leroy. You can put up some stuff, whatever you want to put up on the table.
You know I'm broke, so we can bet some pick and save coupons or something.
You got a lot of sponsors, so I'll take some of your sponsor money.
There you go.
Yeah. Get him, Tony.
That'll work. Yeah, but me and you benefit off of that. That'll work.
Well, hopefully, Tony, we're talking to you on Monday, and you can get some payment from Leroy Butler in the Golden Eagles.
I gave him a Wendy's biggie bag.
$5. Hey, I'll take it. Hey, Frosties all day, baby.
That's Tony Smith, Marquette Radio analyst, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Tony, we appreciate it. Have a good call tomorrow night.
All right, fellas. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And Tony Smith joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline for a Marquette Golden Eagle.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.